Folks, y'all know the results of yesterday's Democratic and Republican primaries in the state. You voted yesterday on a crowded ballot. Historic in Alabama, we voted more heavily in our governor's race year than in the presidential year. That's probably because we're more interested in local sheriff and probate judge races, which run in gubernatorial years, than who is president. The old adage, all politics is local, definitely applies here in Alabama. Folks, we'll have a lot of people headed to Buck's Pocket. They're on their way right now. You know, last year after the open Senate seat contest, a young TV reporter of one of the stations I do commentary for asked me about Roy Moore and his loss. I told her old Moore had gotten on his horse Sassy and ridden off into the sunset to Buck's Pocket, which, by the way, was a long ride from his home in Gallatin, Etowah County. She looked at me with a puzzled look. Probably a lot of you also wonder what I'm talking about when I refer to Buck's Pocket. Well, for decades, losing political candidates in Alabama have been exiled to Buck's Pocket. It's uncertain when or how this colloquialism began, but political insiders have used this terminology for at least 60 years. Alabama author Winston Groom, who wrote a colorful allegorical novel about Alabama politics. In this novel, he referred to a defeated gubernatorial candidate having to go to Buck's Pocket. Most observers credit Big Jim Foltz with creating this term. Big Jim would refer to the pilgrimage and ultimate arrival of his opponents to the political purgatory reserved for losing gubernatorial candidates. Which brings me to another question, a contention surrounding Buck's Pocket. Many people argue that Buck's Pocket is reserved for losing candidates in the governor's race, while others say Buck's Pocket is a proverbial graveyard for all losing candidates in Alabama. One thing that all insiders agree on is that once you're sent to Buck's Pocket, you have to eat poke salad for every meal. And also once you're sent to Buck's Pocket, Groom suggested you were relegated to the rural resting place forever. However, history has proven that a good many defeated Alabama politicians have risen from the grave and left Buck's Pocket to live another day. Most folks don't know there really is a Buck's Pocket. Big Jim would campaign extensively in rural North Alabama, often 101 on county roads. One day while stumping in the remote sand mountain area of DeKalb County, he wound up in an area referred to as Buck's Pocket. It was a beautiful and pristine area, but it was sure enough back in the woods. Big Jim, who loved the country and loved country folks, was said to say that, "I love the country, but I sure wouldn't want to live and be sent to Buck's Pocket really the rest of my life." Buck's Pocket is now not a mythical place. If you're traveling up the interstate past Gadsden on the way to Chattanooga, you'll see it. There's a Buck's Pocket State Park in DeKalb County, thanks to old Big Jim. So next time you hear an old-timer refer to a defeated candidate as going to Buck's Pocket, you'll know what they're talking about. Thank y'all for listening.